5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me to start this third and final hour of the program, Blake Olson, the play-by-play voice of the Northern Colorado Bears football team. Blake, my friend, always great to catch up with you. It's been too long, but I'm glad we got a chance to catch up today.
Oh, great to hear your voice, Brady. I can't believe you're actually in Northern Colorado, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm all over the place now. I mean, now they're telling me I'm going to be in New York or something. I just go where Angel tells me to go. I mean, it's really him driving it, so.
Oh, I completely understand, man. He definitely steers the ship.
Yes, no question about it. Blake, my man. So, first off, how you been, dude? This has been, obviously, getting you back in the fold, broadcasting games for the Bears. And it started out, I mean, a little off and on, but you're thinking, man, this Bears team might start putting something together here. And then they kind of run into a buzzsaw the last 2 weeks. Where are you with this Bears team at this point?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm having a blast. I mean, it's college football. That's number one. So I thank you for that, boss.
We love it, man.
Number two, I love this team. I mean, there's just it's a group of quality young men. They love the game. They love competing. They love fighting. They love trying to be something, part of something special. And they also know, you know, stuff like this doesn't happen overnight, and you have to have a lot of luck involved. It's hard work. It's dedication. The coaching staff is dialed in. So there have been a lot of disappointments. Obviously, last weekend was a huge disappointment because they didn't want to lose two straight, number one, in the Big Sky Conference. But they're up against, as you mentioned, that, you know, they hit a buzzsaw. Sacramento State, obviously one of the best teams in the country. They're on the road. And like I said last night at the GOAT in West Greeley on the UNC Coaches Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm not making excuses for the coaching staff or this program, but they have been dealt a lot of challenges. And, you know, they don't want to disclose that because it's a disadvantage to them at this level of college football. Once you let everyone know what's going on, I mean, you know, the opponent's listening. This isn't the NFL, and it isn't even, well, actually, in Division I football, you can do your best to get away with it. I know a lot of us in the media, we hate that type of thing, but I totally understand it. I'm not making excuses for them, but they have had five or six guys down that are key players on this roster. They don't bring it up. I'm just telling you that they have been creative, and they're using young players, inexperienced players, guys who are going to be great football players in this program, but all of a sudden you throw them on the field as a true freshman or a redshirt freshman and you expect them to perform. It's not easy. So to answer your question, I'm having a blast. There has been a lot of disappointment. At the same time, it's a long season, and the schedule, you know, gets a little more favorable after this weekend. And so, you know, they're approaching this game like, hey, this is the biggest game of our season so far, and maybe we can get on a roll if we can get healthy and get going here and beat one of the best teams in the country in Montana State.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, Idaho, Sacramento State, even Montana State's going to be tough, but the rest of the way, it does start to ease up a little bit with the UC Davises and Portland State. So the Bears do have an opportunity here to churn out a winning season. I mean, that would be huge. And Angel and I were talking yesterday before the show, just even five wins would be huge because this is a team. I think I tweeted out, Blake, after they beat Idaho State on homecoming, I think I tweeted out that this was a huge, significant victory for the Bears. And some people called me out for it.
Yes,
and they're like, significant. You win it. You're supposed to win that game at your homecoming. But I've said this for years. How many games? First off, how many games do the Bears go in and they're supposed to win? And how many games do they actually win that they're supposed to win? So I thought that 35-14 win over Idaho State game was huge. I didn't have crazy expectations for Idaho or Sacramento State. However, I still think the season's right in front of them to turn this into perhaps one of the most positive seasons the Bears have had since joining D1.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. No, when people, you have to understand when people, I know you understand this, but when people say, well, that's a game they're supposed to win. Well, they've been averaging 3 wins
right,
a year
right.
the past decade. So I don't know how that really makes any sense. But yes, the perspective from outside of Northern Colorado is UNC is just like Northern Arizona, just like Idaho State, and I'm sure Montana State fans are going, oh, okay, we're going to go take care of business in Greeley check this box and get moving on with our climb to the national championship once again and get back to the championship days of Montana State. But I would say that this is a much better program and team that the Big Sky is giving credit for, and once again, you have to do it on the field. I understand that. I think once they get healthy in the next week or two, I think you're going to see maybe two, three, maybe four wins, maybe five. Who knows? The rest of the way. And I agree with you and Angel. This would be a success if they can win four or five games. I think it'd be a huge success when you look at it. Given the situations and how you're trying to turn around a program. So I'm fired up about it. I'm still excited about it. I hope fans come out to Nottingham Field this Saturday. It's a fun brand of football. See some great players. They throw the ball around, run extremely well on the defense. Those guys, and especially in that defensive backfield right now, I mean, these guys are flying around the linebackers, and they're hitting people as well as any Division I football program in the country. So if you have a chance, get out to Nottingham Field this Saturday and enjoy college football.
I've been impressed too, Blake. You know, last year with Dylan, I had high expectations when Dylan McCaffrey transferred, and it was a rough season. He was banged up a lot of it, and it just didn't seem to click offensively. But save for that Sacramento State game, It does seem like Dylan is really settling in. They're starting to figure out more what they can do with him. They're putting points on the board. And 35 right. even against Idaho, 35 against Idaho State, 21 against Lamar. So this team is starting to get going offensively. So that's been encouraging to see Dylan take hold with this offense.
Right, and I'm sure a lot of people probably want him back there just slinging it all over the place.
Sure.
And I understand that. And, Jacob Sermon is one of those type of quarterbacks. But what I love about Dylan, he's going through his progressions, and he's really, concerned about the offense as a whole. And driving, taking time off the clock, scoring points, being smart. If he wanted to rear back and throw it every down he could, but that wouldn't do him any good, So they're trying to keep defenses off balance and trying to be as creative as possible with the Elijah Dotson, not only in the running game but out of the backfield as a receiver. And I think Dylan's been great. He's been an outstanding leader. Everything that I see in practice, I mean, shows that and proves that to me. Every day. Not that I'm surprised by that. I think he's a really good leader. He's a big kid, athletic, and I think he's been great. And he's fun to watch with this. Once they get the tight ends healthy, I mean, my goodness, it's pretty amazing. How they throw the ball and move the ball down the field. So I think he's been great. And of course, Jacob Sermon is outstanding. Backup quarterback, and it's always good to have two quarterbacks. We saw that at Sacramento State, and we'll see it again this weekend with Montana State.
Well, and with Sermon, I mean, you've got him for another year, right? So
that's a
really big deal. I know that was something that we were talking about, back in the spring was, whatever happens with Dylan, we'll see. But Sermon might be the real deal, especially for next season. But when he has his opportunities, when he plays, I mean, obviously we've talked about who maybe should be the starting quarterback on mm-hmm. that side of it. But when he plays, he's pretty darn good.
He is. I mean, I know you can tell – defenses, they change things quickly when he comes in the game. They respect him a lot, you know, because he has a hose, man. There is no doubt about that. So the defense is getting, you know, step back and backpedal a little bit more and you know, basically line up into a more of a zone and keep everything in front of them because they know this guy can swing it. So, once again, it's just, to me, it's exciting to see the future for UNC football. I know it doesn't look good right now after a 55-7 loss and then going to Idaho and that game, you know, they had a chance to compete and win that game, but it got away from them at Kibbe Dome. But, you know, I love the offense, love the talent, the young men in this program. And then you look at Elijah Anderson Taylor. I want to mention him real quickly because I don't say enough about him. That linebacker, I mean, once again, he was probably two or three on the depth chart and wasn't starting early in the season. But I've known this young man probably since he was a middle schooler, maybe elementary schooler. He's just he's a great leader, and he's a flat-out ball player. Will tackle you, will hit you, pursuit, great speed. And so keep an eye on number 10 this weekend. He's leading the team in tackles and creating turnovers, picking up loose balls for touchdowns. He's fun to watch on defense. And once again, it's just one of the great stories, Brady, and there are plenty of them in college football where guys emerge and they, you know, all of a sudden make a name for themselves. And that's what Anderson Taylor is doing with the Bears, much like David Hoke did at the end of the season last year.
Well, Blake, and that's another aspect of what you're bringing to the table, too, is, you know, you're out there. These coaches' shows are fantastic, and not just interviewing Coach McCaffrey, but different players on a daily basis. So we get to kind of learn their stories through you, and I absolutely love it. So, man, I know you got to get running, but keep up the great work. I still think there's hope that the Bears pull out a positive season here. Not sure if it'll come up against Montana State, but the rest of the way, you might start. And again, I feel like if you beat Montana State, you're playing with house money. You could be doing some big things the rest of the way. So, Blake, we'll be looking forward to your call this weekend, my man.
All right, Brady. Hey, thank you. And don't forget us little people up here in Northern Colorado, okay?
Well, I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate all you do and everything you add to what we're doing here at KFK. Blake Olson, play-by-play voice of the UNC Bears. 18 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. When we come back, poll question. We'll reload that. Who's to blame? Hackett, Wilson. Who's getting more of the blame, I should say? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We will be right back.
Your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.